Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LongRoofing.com. London police say 18 people were injured this morning in what they're labeling a terrorist attack at a commuter rail station. It was a small explosion aboard a train.
What looks like a bucket, which may have included some kind of chemical substance inside a grocery carrier bag, which seems to have ignited or exploded.
Correspondent Nina Dos Santos, officials say none of the 18 people injured has suffered life-threatening injuries. There's been a major new development in one of the area's most high-profile missing persons case. Catherine Hoggle, the mother of two young children who haven't been seen in 3 years, has now been indicted for their murders. Hoggle remains jailed without bond this morning. She's been repeatedly ruled incompetent to stand trial and other misdemeanor charges related to the disappearances of 2-year-old Jacob and 3-year-old Sarah Hoggle. Hundreds showed up last night for a candlelight vigil in memory of Laura Wallen, the social studies teacher at Wildlake High School in Columbia, who was found murdered this week.
She really taught me to be happy, to love everybody who you don't like. Stop holding grudges, because it's not worth it. I think God gave another angel.
Wallen went missing more than a week ago. Her body was found Wednesday. Her boyfriend has been charged with her murder. An autopsy report revealed that Wallen was shot in the back of the head. In a major show of defiance to the international community, North Korea has fired another missile over Japan.
We expected a launch potentially to happen a week ago for North Korea's Foundation Day holiday. We were in the country. There was military intelligence indicating activity at the launch site, so we were on standby ready to go. But then a thick fog rolled into Pyongyang. It was zero visibility. And I knew at that point that if they were going to be launching from Pyongyang, it wasn't going to happen on that morning.
Correspondent Will Ripley. A Baltimore-based law firm has filed a lawsuit against Equifax and is seeking class action status in Maryland and nationwide over the security breach that exposed the personal information of tens of millions of Americans. In fact, the lawsuit says Equifax's decision to wait 6 weeks after the alleged data breach before informing consumers was negligent. Kids as young as kindergarten in three Loudoun County public schools are now learning a very marketable skill, coding.
Elementary school was the appropriate avenue to start.
Meadowland Elementary, Moorfield Station Elementary, and Round Hill Elementary are now computer science immersion schools. Program co-coordinator Terry Sin.
We're really so excited about this program because it's really teaching a lot of skills that they're going to need as they become adults and they, you know, join the workforce.
And skills needed to fill thousands of computer science jobs in Virginia that few are now qualified to hold. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
5 D.C. laws could be blocked if the Senate and the President go along with the House version of a spending bill, which includes several riders overturning those D.C. laws, including the city's new assisted suicide law. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22203, the Nasdaq at 6429. Sports: Tanner Roark pitches 6 strong innings as the Nats beat the Braves. The Yankees hand the fading Orioles their 7th loss in 8 games. WMDA, the Mystics lose. Thursday night football, the Texans win. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You could grab $1,000 4 times a day. Easy. It's $4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money every weekday.
All right.
Details at WMAL.com and listen here.
Yay!
$4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save over $1,000 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
What's better than Dunkin' Donuts hot coffee? How about free coffee for a year? Grab a large or extra large hot coffee for a chance to win just that and more. This is coffee. This is winning. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 13 plus and September 30th or while supplies last. For game peace and rules, go to sippon.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia and a lot of areas actually catching that Friday morning light, enjoying the trip out of Stafford through to Aquia and Triangle. Not seeing much of any backups. But watch now briefly as you head into Woodbridge and Lorton and at the Beltway. That's where we have the accident in the express lanes, the ramp that would take you onto the inner loop of the Beltway. So we do have fire and rescue units there. Once up onto the inner loop through Annandale, the volume and then beyond. Still looking good, 66 toward the American Legion Bridge. Now, on to Maryland, into Beltsville, southbound on Route 1 prior to the Beltway. We still have incident there. That's as you approach the IKEA area. So again, Route 1, Baltimore Avenue, gets very slow before you even get to Powder Mill Road, so plan for that timing. On 95, southbound volume onto each loop of the Beltway, 270. We're still with a little bit of that stop and go through Urbana, Germantown, and now into Rockville. Now, Beltway also seeing some slowdowns heading on the inner loop side south of 214 Central Avenue, but haven't had anything reported along the way, but below speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Stray shower too possible today. Otherwise, mix of clouds and sun, a little warmer. We're into the mid-80s this afternoon. Partly cloudy overnight, 68. Mix of clouds and sun Saturday and Sunday with a stray shower possible both days, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Woodbridge, 62 in Hyattsville, 67 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. At least 18 are injured in a London train terror attack. Get the latest and see the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
Like politics? Well, then you'll like our conversation coming up with Josh Krauscher. He's going to break it down for us from National Journal. It's all ahead. My name's Vince Colonnais, sitting alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. You know him. He's a CIA-trained former senior intelligence officer, and he is the author of the New York Times best-selling book, Operation Dark Heart. He's a man of all trades. He does everything, Tony. Hey. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
We got a big shot here.
Hey, Mary. Hey, Ben.
Speaking of big shots, North Korea fired off another ballistic missile across Japan. This one traveled higher and flew further than the one that was fired over Japan last month. It crashed in the Sea of Hokkaido, off Hokkaido. What is going on here, Tony? Clearly, they are moving forward, and they are just putting it in our faces.
Right. Well, you know, Un has very small hands, so I guess he has to have bigger rockets. So I guess that's what he's going for.
Compensating,
there,
so. Yes.
Yeah, it's compensating. So, no, this is very serious, Marion. And this is something that a lot of folks behind the scenes are working, and it's been made very clear from everybody I've spoken to at the Pentagon, the folks who are speaking at the Pentagon, that a military option is on the table. You know, we're now looking at literally rearming the Japanese with nuclear weapons. Who would have ever thought that would be a possibility, 10, 15 years ago? But that's where we're at. And I think there's some good possibilities here that we will see some, you know, if one of these rockets gets close to something that we will defend. I mean, let's say that they can spot these things coming off the launch pad. We kind of know where it's going. You could see military action. And I just think it's just looking for trouble. And I the more he does this, the less support he's going to be able to retain from China. And I'm one of those, Mary, that's said that the president really does need to consider very harsh economic responses to this regarding China. I mean, we've already kind of done everything we can regarding sanctions on North Korea. There's not much more we can do. So we have to really go after the enablers. And the two enablers that we have to look at locally there are Russia and China. And then, you know, the Iranians have been largely funding this continued research behind the scenes. So you've got to go after the enablers next.
Why isn't Japan even attempting to shoot these rockets down?
Well, again, I think we know, and they know pretty much from the moment that thing leaves the launch pad where it's going. I mean, the best time for those who study this or haven't studied in great detail, to catch a rocket is during the boost phase. It's slow, it's gaining momentum, and you kind of know where it's going very quickly. So if it looks like it's just going to overfly, can't hit anything important, then they're going to let it go, and that's been the policy. That could change. I mean, this is truly terrorizing the people of Japan, and I think this is where the Japanese have the right to defend themselves.
Well, Tony, don't you think there's a downside to if Japan tries to shoot it down but misses? If they know the trajectory of this thing, the only guarantee is, well, that's not hitting us. But if they take a shot at it and miss, boy, that sends a bad signal to North Korea.
Well, it does, and that's where I've argued that we need to be working. I've had multiple conversations this week about that very issue. I'm meeting with folks on the Hill next week. Look, we need to look at how we can bring back elements of SDI and even, you know, provide some support to the allies. Part of what was never fielded is something called Brilliant Pebbles, which is a space-based system. If you can, you need to have a layered system, Vince. You know, it's not like you can catch these things 100% all the time. Plus, what if they fire multiple? So we're basically talking now, and we're trying to encourage those. And I was talking to Trent Franks and his staff of having hearings on trying to implement the third piece of the anti-nuclear missile triad, which is called, like I said, a space-based system called Brilliant Pebbles. So you're completely correct. We need to have a layered system so that if we do miss one, we have a secondary capability to do it. But the bottom line is, you know, we just have to understand that the North Koreans aren't backing off at this point, and we have to start looking how we support our allies.
You know, the last question on North Korea. The president has made some pretty clear threats. It's not going to happen anymore, things like that. And the North Koreans just don't even seem to care. At this point, it seems like their assessment is that the United States is not credibly threatening their existence, not credibly threatening a military option. So should we just do something to demonstrate, actually, we are kind of serious about this?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know how many times you have to say to someone, look, I'm really going to punch you in the nose if you take a step. And this is where we're at. I mean, so far, he hasn't stepped over the line, really. He's not done anything he's not done before. So it's hard to demonstrate something that like that. With that said, President Trump has been very clear, we're not going to appease him anymore. And I think, Vince, that's why you see this multiple bad behavior of the same type as before. He's doing it more rapidly. Again, I think they fired more missiles this year than at the end of the year. So I think it's more about just acting out, acting like a spoiled kid, not getting his lollipop than anything else.
Yeah, I'd like to switch here, speaking of terror, because you said they were terrorizing Japan. I'd like to go to London, where they've had another terror incident that they are classifying as a terror attack, where someone left a bomb in a bag on a train car. The passengers who were injured have flash burns. None of them seem to be life-threatening, and there is a manhunt underway for the person who did this. Are these the type of attacks we're going to start to see in the future? One person, something on a train car, not maybe a lot of injuries, but it's a terror aspect of it.
I think, Mary, they're going to transition to any technology or capability that will continue to terrorize. Clearly, this caused terror. It didn't kill anybody. There was no shrapnel involved. There was no high explosive. It was a flashover burn, which is bad, but not, you know, clearly fatal. Look, I walk around as a guy who looks and tries to figure out a way a terrorist is going to attack us. And, you know, I was in New York yesterday, and I was just thinking, oh my God, everywhere I look, there's a vulnerability. So we have to be careful to not freak ourselves out. At the same time, these attacks are real. So what we have to do, I've argued, and I think others have echoed this, we need to get inside of the terror networks to kind of figure out what's trending, where they're going, because we're never going to be able to make ourselves completely safe. These bombs were completely improvised. They looked clearly homemade, and clearly some of them didn't even go off. So the way to defeat that is more about understanding what the network is trying to develop and who's involved, rather than trying to be in every single spot to defeat this sort of thing. So I can see this more. Yeah.
I can't imagine being you and walking around and thinking that everything is a terror threat. That would be quite a lifestyle. Somehow you're happy anyway. I want to ask you, you know, you mentioned about solutions to this, the president tweeting a little bit ago, loser terrorists must be dealt with in a much tougher manner. The internet is their main recruitment tool, which we must cut off and use better. How do we do that while still protecting civil liberties?
Yeah, boy, you know, this is something I've been talking to the Pentagon and the intelligence community about. Let me give you a hint. The private sector, those who manage eBay, Amazon, all the back-end technology companies who, you know, manage our our data, have ways of distinguishing between you and Mary to market to you. And they do it in a way that's very sophisticated and legal. So what I've been arguing is, look, we need to look at how the private sector actually uses this technology for purposes of marketing and reverse it. Vince, I'm sure there's things that you buy that Mary doesn't. And trust me, eBay and Amazon all have a profile of you guys that is very accurate. So, again, we have to look at how we can bring the best of our technology to the battlefield, and it's just not been done yet.
Yeah, that'll work until somebody accuses it of racial profiling, which, of course, will happen. Tony Schaefer, thank you so much for getting us a breakdown on both North Korea and the ongoing terror investigation in London. Appreciate it, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's 8:15, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Friday morning, we're happy about that. 66 commuters, a little bit better through Falls Church, had the crash east near Glebe Road. That's to the shoulder now, but a little bit of volume each direction. Here we come on the George Washington Parkway south of 123. We've got the stop and go this morning down to the bridges, but nothing reported there, and into Georgetown Canal Road. On MacArthur Boulevard, Foxhall Road, we're in that heavy delay. Lanes, though, open. Now, we have had problems heading into Hybla Valley this morning and still with police at the scene. It was a broken manhole cover. So northbound Route 1, Richmond Highway near Sherwood Hall Lane, that's where crews are still dealing with some of the activities. So you have a little bit extra time you need there. Heading into town, heading 50 inside the Beltway. Before you get to 202, that volume takes you slowly onto DC 295. Benning Road crash was reported as you come eastbound, inbound before 17th Street. So Benning Road starting to stack up in toward north. Northeast. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunshine, clouds mixing in there, stray shower possible, high of 84. Tonight, some passing clouds, a low of 68. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a rain shower, high of 84. And Sunday, more of the same, partly cloudy, stray shower possible with highs in the mid-80s. Currently in our nation's capital, 70 degrees at 8:17. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by the Metro 29 Diner.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, try Metro 29 Diner, open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
All right, 8:17 now on WMAL. I have the pleasure of being joined now by Josh Croucher from National Journal. He's the political editor there. And Josh, you have an interesting piece today about Trump disarming his party's hardliners. You say the president's finding out he's the only Republican who can take on his base while working with Democrats and not suffer much at all. So, Josh, how do you get there? How do you assess that he's not suffering with the base for embracing DACA while foregoing a wall agreement here?
Well, look, I mean, I think it's been the story of President Trump's presidency. Wherever he does something that may tick off a constituency within the Republican Party, his polls have been remarkably resilient with Republicans of all stripes. And I think the biggest example of that recently was his fight with Jeff Sessions. And there's a lot of overlap between people who are strong supporters of Jeff Sessions and a lot of folks who are against DACA and don't want a big compromise or a concession to Democrats to be accomplished on this issue. And what happened after the Jeff Sessions battle, even in Alabama where there's a big Senate race going on, is that a lot of Republicans actually did not change their view of Trump. Even though he was fighting and attacking very viciously Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Republicans still sided with President Trump. So I think a lot of pundits, frankly, overestimate the impact of policy on Donald Trump's coalition. A lot of people voted for Trump, Republicans, and even some.
In the case of Jeff Sessions, Josh, the way I see it is kind of, you know, he's a personality. He's a guy who he's not especially bombastic. He's right. Well known in Alabama, as you said, but outside there, there's kind of an explainer involved when you say that Jeff Sessions is an ideological foundation for the administration. But when you talk explicitly about the campaign promises that the president made, build that wall, the Mexicans are going to pay for it, we're going to repeal these amnesties immediately. What you have here is an explicit policy, if not reversal, a real muddying of what he intended to do. And I tell you what, this morning, we've been hearing from a lot of Trump supporters who are expressing a difference of opinion from the president on this. And that's pretty unique, I would say. In my view, it's almost too early to assess whether or not the base is breaking here.
We'll look at the polls in a couple weeks to see where things stand. But I would make two points. Number one, you're hearing a lot of conservative voices in talk radio and in the media blaming congressional Republicans, not Trump. And that's sort of a pattern we've seen throughout this administration, where Trump hasn't achieved health care repeal and replace, hasn't achieved the legislative goal. But instead of blaming the president, you see a lot of voters actually blaming McConnell, Paul Ryan, or others, or even Democrats for their opposition. So I'm not sure if Trump is going to get the blame, even though he's clearly directly responsible for leading this compromise and leading these negotiations. I also think there's a really fascinating poll that was done a few months ago, analyzing Trump voters, asking their opinion on a whole host of issues. And it found that the reason almost half of Trump voters voted for him wasn't because of issues, but it was because he wasn't politically correct. He was sort of a bulwark against
yes.
Democratic extremism, Democratic liberalism. And I think I think that pattern is going to remain the same, that they may not agree with Trump on this deal, but ultimately they view him as a deal maker, and ultimately they still want him in charge. They still are going to support him as a bulwark against some of the Democratic move to the left.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see, because as Vince said this morning, we had quite a few people who are ready to burn their MAGA hats and fly the Trump flag at half staff with the whole DACA thing if he goes that way and adopts the Democrat stance. I'd like to very quickly speak with you about Chelsea Manning. And Chelsea Manning yep. is no longer going to be a visiting Harvard fellow. They were shocked at the fact that there was backlash against Chelsea Manning being offered such a position. What are your thoughts on this? Is that how could Harvard get it so spectacularly wrong?
I mean, I guess this is what the culture is on a lot of elite university campuses these days. The fact that you wouldn't realize. I mean, the thing that's most remarkable is that the head of the Institute of Politics at Harvard wouldn't realize that picking Chelsea Manning to serve as a fellow for a very esteemed program would even cause a backlash. This wouldn't even be considered controversial. And he put out a statement withdrawing the invitation, apparently. But it was amazingly defensive, and it didn't address the elephant in the room, which is the fact that Chelsea Manning was convicted as a traitor to the country, and now she's being invited at one of the most prestigious universities, one of the most prestigious programs for leaders in public life. I mean, the fact that one of the most, that a head of a university program wouldn't recognize that there would be a backlash and wouldn't recognize the wrongness of doing something like this is really remarkable, in my view.
I don't know what use we have for parody anymore, because we've gotten there, like, in real life. Like, I mean, this is the parodical version of what a college administrator would do, which is not even consider the ramifications of doing that.
And by the way, it's not just the college administrator. I mean, the person who made the decision was one of Obama's chief budget officer. I mean, someone who has vast experience in government, understands Washington. It's not like some left-wing administrator who ended up being the head of the program. It's someone with a lot of experience in the Democratic Party and in government. So, and Doug Elmendorf. So, I mean, it really is. Again, a real head scratcher.
Yeah.
How we would not even realize that this would be a problem.
But Washington is a bubble. Academia is a bubble. They're both pretty much under the same bubble. So it does, that probably is exactly why they didn't get it, because there's no thought to the world outside that bubble, which goes back to the election and why they were so yep. shocked, because they're in this bubble.
Well, I mean, this the cliche has become overdone at this point, but this is how we got Donald Trump. And when I was saying that most people voted for Trump because he was a backlash to all this bubble, to the fact that people were in echo chambers and weren't listening to almost half the country. I mean, this is about as good of an example as you could draw up.
All right, Josh Krauscher, political editor for National Journal. Thanks, as always, for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
And we're going to dig into some more of this conservative backlash to the extent it exists in a few moments here on Mornings on the Mall. It's 8:23 now.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
So you finally decided to pull up that old carpet in your family room, or did you take the heat gun to the linoleum for on a weekend and you're going to revitalize your home, and then you look at what's under there and you're like, oh, now what? I don't know what to do with this. And you kind of leave it and you ignore it. Well, you need to pick up the phone and call 50 Floor. They will come to your home on your schedule. They will help you select the perfect flooring for your lifestyle based on your unique needs and, of course, your budget. They bring the samples. You get to see how it looks with your furniture and your lighting. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, you're going to love 50 Floor. And 50 Floor has a price match guarantee. So you're going to get quality flooring and installation at an incredible price. Now, during the month of September, they're going to give you 60% off. That is an incredible discount, 60. So do it now. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com. And if you use the promo code WMAL, they'll give you an additional $100 discount. So go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. That's 50floor.com.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, update is now sponsored by Spot Hero, Virginia commuters, Springfield. That's where we're still seeing some slowdowns here. Have a crash in the express lanes on the exit ramp that would take you up toward the inner loop of the Beltway. Looks like pickup truck facing the wrong way, so definitely a distraction for all in that area. Now, once up onto the Beltway, have a little bit of that stop and go as you head past Braddock Road toward Little River Turnpike, briefly at 66. Now, on the Little River Turnpike, hang with it. Won't cost you too much extra time here. 236 at Guinea Road coming eastbound. This is before the Beltway for the crash. On 66, improving quickly here through Falls Church, had the crash eastbound as you approach Glebe Road. That was over to the shoulder. George Washington Parkway still slow. Baltimore Washington Parkway between 198 and 197 in the morning rush hour volume. Out of Beltsville, you still need extra time on Route 1 dealing with the incident. Southbound Route 1 before the Beltway. So this puts it before the IKEA. So plan accordingly. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. You Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nothing more than a stray shower to expected for us here through the weekend. Mix of clouds and sun for today, mid-80s, 68 overnight, partly to mostly cloudy in mid-80s Saturday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 70 degrees at 8:27 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a zero-res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number two comes from Jenny in Georgetown.
Everyone should be on a low-salt diet. It's just healthy for you. Duh.
Okay, let's shake it up. Research shows Americans, on average, already consume sodium in the safe range. Since sodium is an essential nutrient, consuming too little salt can cause problems, which is why the government should not continue plans to put all Americans on a low-salt diet.
Whoa.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million Americans who love their cars. That's why we put our earnings back into low auto loan rates, like rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles and as low as 2.49% APR on used vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
I used to find homework really hard.
It's not because I wasn't capable.
Or motivated.
Quite the opposite, in fact.
I loved school. No, it's because we didn't have the internet at home. But now we do. And doing homework is a lot easier.
I can research online.
Send work over the internet. Even email my teacher. All from home. Yeah. The internet has changed everything.
Now I'm excited about school.
I work hard.
And I can get my homework done.
Every day.
Because I know There's nothing holding me back.
Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 4 million people in need to low-cost, high-speed internet at home, giving every student the opportunity to succeed. Comcast.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
And coming up on WMAL, well, conservatives are upset over President Trump's comments over DACA. We'll find out if you're upset, and we'll get more of the details at 8:30. It is now 8:30 on WMAL. News is
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. In London this morning, at least 18 people have sustained non-life-threatening injuries in an incident at a commuter rail station that police are labeling a terrorist attack.
Eyewitnesses describe a small explosion that took place on board one of the trains as the train stopped and the doors opened to let passengers out and more passengers in. So one particular eyewitness describing multiple injuries, as many as 20 injured, primarily burn injuries from a fire.
Correspondent Aaron McLaughlin. Catherine Hoggle, the mother of two small children who have been missing for 3 years, has now been indicted for their murders. Jacob and Sarah Hoggle haven't been seen since September 2014. Their mother has refused to say what she knows of their whereabouts. Hoggle's being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. An autopsy report reveals that popular Columbia High School teacher Laura Wallen died from a gunshot wound to the back of the head. Her body was found Wednesday. Her boyfriend has been charged with her murder. Last night, hundreds came to a candlelight vigil in Howard County in her memory. North Korea has launched another missile over Japan.
This is the farthest that a North Korean intermediate-range missile has ever traveled. It traveled an even longer distance than the intercontinental ballistic missile that was launched in late July. 2,300 miles the missile went on a northeastern trajectory, flying over the Japanese island of Hokkaido. That's in northern Japan, coming down in the Pacific Ocean. That 2,300-mile figure is important because that is the distance, roughly, from North Korea to the U.S. territory of Guam.
Correspondent Will Ripley checking your money. The Dow opens today at 22,203. The Nasdaq at 64,29. Sports sponsored by Lowe's. The Nats beat the Braves. The O's lose to the Yankees. The Mystics are now down 2-0 in their series with Minnesota. Thursday night football, Houston wins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Pro customers at Lowe's save 5%. On every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. That's 5% on all purchases in store or online. Subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. We have 5 seminars in Maryland and Virginia, September 12th through the 16th. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the 3rd Street Tunnel, that's where DDOT crews are with a crash. So if you're heading from either direction of the southeast-southwest freeway and you're making that travel into the 3rd Street Tunnel near the exit for D Street, that's again where crews are with the accident. So I am definitely seeing that delay coming off of the 11th Street Bridge. We already had the volume off of the 14th Street Bridge out of Virginia. So be prepared there. George Washington Parkway, nothing reported, but slow most of the way just south of 123 down to the bridges this morning. Baltimore Washington Parkway southbound, we've had delays between the Laurel interchanges, but now an accident reported along the way between 198 and 197. In Beltsville, improving, looks like lanes finally reopened coming southbound Route 1, Baltimore Avenue. That had been a long, slow haul down toward the Beltway. Incident was before the IKEA, but again, gone, and the delays are just about cleared out, so that's looking good. Into Springfield, real quick note, Interstate 95 North in the express lanes, that's where we had the crash along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nothing more than a stray shower or two expected for us here through the weekend. Mix of clouds and sun, a little warmer today. Again, a stray shower or two possible, highs mid-80s. Upper 60s overnight, mix of clouds and sun Saturday and Sunday with a stray shower or two possible, mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 63 in Gainesville, 66 in La Plata, 69 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 837 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And Washington is talking about Donald Trump, the President of the United States, this week, announcing that he's working with Democratic leaders on a plan to protect illegal immigrant dreamers, but not insisting on funding the border wall as part of that legislation. The President of the United States was getting on a helicopter yesterday morning at the White House, and he was asked about this plan. Here's what he said.
DACA now and the wall later?
DACA now and the wall very soon. But the wall will happen.
DACA now and the wall very soon, but the wall will happen. Here's what he's losing. His leverage. If he passes a piece of legislation that codifies DACA into law, or goes even further, by the way, and adds millions of people in as a part of what's known as a DREAM Act, then that's going to be an amnesty that doesn't result in wall funding. And then he'll have a later fight on a separate piece of legislation where he's already lost the leverage. That's led people like Ann Coulter to say, if we're not getting a wall, I'd prefer President Pence. She said that. Steve King has been tweeting about this. He's also made some statements about it. Here's Steve King saying, discussing Trump on the wall.
Well, what it means is the base will leave him. They won't be able to defend him anymore.
He's afraid the base will leave him and won't be able to defend him anymore. Meanwhile, Tucker Carlson on Fox News last night sounding off.
The president seems confident it'll all work out in the end, but there's no reason to be optimistic. The fate of DACA recipients is by far the best piece of leverage he has or ever will have. If he gives it away for free, none of his other immigration priorities, the priorities he ran on and won the presidency with, will even be considered. All those border security measures you keep hearing about, they're ridiculous. They mean nothing. They haven't worked, and in any case, they'll be rolled back instantly the next time a Democratic president wins. If this president doesn't get funding for a wall now, it will never be built. Period.
And there's also people just responding in public about this. You had a caller this morning to Red Eye Radio here on WMAL, which precedes our show. This is Will in Farmingdale, New York. Listen to his reaction to this.
I did not sign up for this when I voted for President Trump. I didn't sign up for any of this. You have a Democrat Party that doesn't have a majority in the House or the Senate. You're making debt ceiling deals with them that are 3 months, so you have a political poison pill to deal with before midterm elections. You have a Harvey disaster and an Irma disaster and a government that's about to not be funded, and you make a deal like this when you can hold their feet over the coals and say, are you going to be the party that doesn't bring relief to Hurricane Harvey and Irma victims? Yeah, go ahead, walk the plank. And we'll have all the seats. No, what he does is give them everything they want. He doesn't just give them what they want. He gives them everything they want. They have to be laughing. Fact of the matter is, I looked at this election like a choice between shooting myself in the head or in the foot. I thought Trump was in the foot. Now I'm starting to find out that this may be one of the worst politicians.
His anger, by the way, just the point here is it's a call to action for the president of the United States. Be the person that we elected. Be the person that Trump supporters put into office. The president has answered some questions about this in saying that, look, I'm only doing this if we get some of these other things that I want. Listen to this.
We'll only do it if we get extreme security, if we get not only surveillance, but everything that goes along with surveillance. And ultimately, we have to have the wall. If we don't have the wall, we're doing nothing.
Okay, but look, he's losing his leverage if he goes ahead with a Dream Act before that.
This is why none of this makes sense to me. Vince, you and I have sat here for how many months now saying President Trump's playing 4D chess. He's several steps ahead of everybody else. This guy knows how to make deals. Right, but... I'm just saying, maybe you and I are morons. Because
I want to point out, that's a theory, one that I've never explicitly subscribed to. I believe he's tactful. I believe he thinks through the strategy here, but I've never been explicitly of the opinion that he's just playing everyone through some sort of deep, sophisticated game of chess. Maybe he is, but if that's the case, this is a very checkers way to play chess.
Yeah. So my point is, though, is that we've thought that, you know, this guy's such a great deal maker. He knows how to get what he wants. He knows how to manipulate people in order to get what he wants. And I'm looking at this going, what? Like, there's no lesson from Reagan here. When Reagan did this, maybe Trump thinks, well, they wouldn't dare hose me. I mean, does he actually trust the Democrats who came out and said, we will oppose the wall?
That's
they
right.
came out and said it.
They're still saying
so
that.
This to me is down the rabbit hole. Doesn't make any sense.
So he's working with Chuck and Nancy. Here's how Chuck reacted to everything.
Last night, Leader Pelosi and I had a constructive meeting with President Trump and several members of his cabinet. One of our most productive discussions was about the DACA program, in which we all agreed on a framework to pass DACA protections and additional border security measures, excluding the wall. We agreed that the president would support enshrining the DACA protections into law. In fact, something he stated for a while needed to be done, and encouraged. And the president would also encourage the House and Senate to act. What remains to be negotiated are the details of border security, with a mutual goal of finalizing all the details as soon as possible. While both sides agreed that the wall would not be any part of this agreement, the president made clear he intends to pursue it at a later time. And we made clear that we would continue to oppose it.
The trick here is, how does he get it? How does he get Democrats to stop obstructing on the wall if he loses the leverage? Anyway, that's really what's at the core of this here and why you're seeing some conservative discomfort, if not outright outrage about this, because they're thinking, The president's got to play this the right way. If he wants these immigration things, remember, we've talked about this. The wall is the minimum you would want if you want to get control of the immigration system. He should be pursuing the things that he said in his initial statement about the RAISE Act. Get E-Verify nationwide and chain migration. Basically, stop the overwhelming inflow of immigrants and bring it down to a manageable size and make it a merit-based system. Those are the goals that he should have. But right now, it's just about the wall, and he doesn't even want that.
And I think he has to be very careful about saying there is no amnesty, because what he thinks is amnesty and what his base thinks is amnesty may be two very, very different things.
And most people think when you're forgiven for a crime, that amounts to amnesty. 844 here on WMAL.
It was summer when I found you. I noticed your strong arm, your easy approach, how attractive your interest was. And while all the others were good for just a year, you would stay true for 5 years. What a mortgage.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Irresistible.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 arm requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, we have problems heading through Northwest, and here's the story. Scoop is this, that second phase of Beach Drive work is underway, which a stretch of Beach Drive is closed south of Military Road between Joyce Road and Tilden Street, so everyone getting used to that for the morning rush hour. 16th Street picks up a lot of volume, as does Military Road. Now, you cannot use Military Road right now because of a truck fire, so they have stopped the lanes of Military Road right near St. John's College High School. So if you're leaving 16th Street, it's just at a standstill coming around from that stretch. So please just stay with 16th Street or plan ahead for your route. But again, if you're heading westbound Military Road off of 16th Street, that is not working due to a truck fire. Now, elsewhere, we have Beltway delays. Pretty solid here. College Park to Silver Spring, inner loop into Bethesda. Seeing delays on the George Washington Parkway. It's a new crash northbound prior to the Beltway. You're heading up through to McLean, southbound side of the GW Parkway, and that stretch is okay, but the volume near the overlooks off and on down to the Key Bridge and Teddy Roosevelt Bridge into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Stray shower too possible today. Otherwise, mix of clouds and sun, a little warmer. We're into the mid-80s this afternoon. Partly cloudy overnight, 68. Mix of clouds and sun Saturday and Sunday with a stray shower possible both days, middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 69 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
Start dating tomorrow by calling or texting 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hey, great news out of Berkeley, believe it or not.
Tell me about it.
Ben Shapiro actually got to speak at Berkeley, and no one died.
Nobody died?
No one died.
What?
Yeah. He spoke at the University of California at Berkeley last night, but no one died. There was no vandalism because they basically made it a police state and put the entire campus on lockdown. They wound up erecting metal detectors, concrete barriers, and police barricades in order to have this come off without a hitch. They also took any unclaimed tickets, and they prevented them from being resold. So if you didn't buy in advance, you could not get any of those unclaimed tickets and buy them at the door because they wanted to prevent protesters from getting into the event to disrupt it.
Yes. So, I mean, the lesson here, I mean, you saw the images of the cops. They're dressed as riot police. You know, it was an overwhelming show of force. They were enforcing all sorts of standards, no masks, no oversized signs. They were trying to keep weapons out of the crowd. This is explicitly an effort to keep back any Antifa threats. And it succeeded because the cops were allowed to enforce the law. Remember, these prior Berkeley incidents, you had cops sitting back and allowing this thing to happen. The difference here is that they allowed the cops to enforce the law. And that is indeed what should be done when it comes to these protests. It's one thing to assemble and have something to say. That's enshrined in the Constitution. It's quite another when you're bringing broomsticks and fake shields out and pretending like you're going to war. And that's a recipe for madness, because eventually somebody's going to take you seriously and it's going to get really violent, and you do not want that.
Well, you realize with their fake shields and their broomsticks like swords, they're dressed like six-year-olds playing war. You know that, right? Like, I'll attack the castle, and they've got their cardboard shields.
Every time I see these guys, I wonder what our veterans think of how stupid they all look. Like, what? I think to myself constantly, like, veterans must watch this and think, these children are snowflakes. Like, look at them with their dumb weapons, their Nerf guns.
Mike, veteran, yes.
They're running around with broomsticks. Like, they don't know what violence is. What are they doing?
Well, it just goes to show also, it enforces that whole concept that they're really not fighters. They're bullies. They are true bullies. They will attack you, but they are not fighters. And I saw another video, this was in Spain, of police going after these Antifa people with their masks on and everything, and they had the sticks. And the Spanish cops just had billy clubs, and these guys are marching up onto the police with their masks and their signs and everything, and the cop took a swing at the sign with the billy club, and the guy's like, and all of a sudden these black masked protesters went running for the hills, and the cops chased them with their clubs, whacking them with the clubs and everything else. These guys could not run fast enough to get away. So I think once you meet them with some kind of security, some show of force, like they did at Berkeley, as Ben Shapiro said, no violence, no nothing, but we are spending well into six figures so that I can speak. It's utterly absurd. They cost about $600,000.
Not sustainable. I mean, allow the cops to enforce the law from the get-go, and you don't have to spend over $500,000 to protect a 33-year-old conservative commentator.
That's absolutely
ridiculous, but thank God everyone was safe. Appreciate that. 8:51 now on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You already know you shouldn't text and drive, but did you know that talking on the phone, or even just talking to someone else in your car, can make you a distracted driver? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Let me start by explaining that your brain really isn't that good at multitasking. Instead, what it's doing is rapidly shifting attention back and forth from one thing to another. In this case, driving, talking, driving, talking. Researchers at the University of Iowa were recently able to quantify just how much having a conversation affects your driving. The attention disengagement lag, as they call it, is 0.04 seconds. That might not seem like a lot, but the delay compounds every time you add in another distraction. Construction, the radio, a crying baby. Eventually, you're oblivious to a lot that's around you. So you want to avoid an accident? Keep your eyes and your ears on the road. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we may see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan about what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. Geico's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. Geico understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save over $1,000 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, have a fabulous weekend.
Absolutely. You too. Everyone be safe out there on the roads. And as we travel right now, a couple of our tough spots, 3rd Street Tunnel. Police are with the crash in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel right near D Street. So off of the southeast, southwest freeway each direction. That's why we're so slow. Take you into Virginia now, working up toward the Beltway on 236, the Little River Turnpike. That's where crews are with the crash near Guinea Road, directing you around that. George Washington Parkway commuters northbound leaving and heading through McLean up toward the Beltway. Before you get to the exit for the Beltway, that's where crews have the crash. Military Road, if you can avoid still for a while dealing with a truck fire on the westbound side of Military Road over near St. John's College High School, and it's jammed back near 16th Street. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nothing more than a stray shower to expect, of course, here through the weekend. Mix of clouds and sun for today, mid-80s, 68 overnight. Partly to mostly cloudy and mid-80s Saturday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 70 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. And whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial. They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Let us take care of the most important person on your holiday shopping list, you. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. Earn gift bucks when you play with your M Life Rewards card. Then redeem them for that luxury watch you've always wanted, the hottest tech toys, and more. Now through November 7th, this is Monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
So coming up Monday on Mornings on the Mall, Joe DiGenova will be joining us. And
Indeed.
It is Friday. You know, lately Fridays, something has been happening every single day late in the day. So
right.
I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about Monday.
And then we'll break down that Redskins-Rams game with Trevor Maddich. And we'll be joined Monday morning by Bill O'Reilly, joining us to promote his new book.
Bill O'Reilly, new book, what is Killing Everyone?
Yeah, killing everyone who's left.
Killing the rest of them. It's going to be the final book in the series, I think. I'll look forward to that interview. Well, nothing to talk about once again today. Although there is a little thing out of Harvard University that's a little bit of fun, and the commies continue to menace the world with nuclear weapons. And then there's North Korea.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.